The upcoming parliamentary election in Iraq's Kurdistan region has stirred conflict among political parties. The opposition Change Movement has blamed regional president Masoud Barzani's party for the violence.
The Kurdistan Democratic Party supporters started provoking and harassing us from the time we opened this office and hung the banners and posters. I believe that the Democratic Party offices in the area directed all of them. They were shooting us, insulting us, harassing us, and throwing tomatoes, eggs, and stones at our office.
The Democratic Party's government partner has not been immune to the election assaults either. The Patriotic Union of Kurdistan told Press TV that the attacks started with removing election posters and sticking them in prohibited places. Sadi Pira says the incidents have now become worse.
3 days ago, I passed an underpass where there were attacks on all of the people who had Patriotic Union flags on their cars, or people who wore green and the Patriotic Union's logo. That's why the rear mirrors broke in some of the cars, as well as some glass. People were also injured.
Election candidate Salar Osman has condemned the attacks while rejecting that members of his party are responsible.
We think that some of the people who are holding the yellow flags are not from the Kurdistan Democratic Party. They're people who want to make the beauty of the Democratic Party ugly.
Salar Osman told us that his election convoy was blocked by Patriotic Union supporters a couple of nights ago. The Kurdistan region's parliamentary election will take place on September 21st. Over 1,000 candidates are competing for 111 seats. The election campaign attacks may be sparked by fears of a potential shift in power. Kurdistan's opposition parties are confident that they will win more support. The region's two ruling parties are running on separate lists, and it's unclear who will form the next government. Dale McEwen, Press TV, Arbil.